Coco gazed out into the garden, watching the delicate movements of a butterfly flutter by. The sun was setting in a dazzling display of pink and purple radiance, and her parents were tied up in tedious court proceedings. Coco just wanted to run outside and play with the garden gnomes. They came alive only at night and would be ripe for Five Stone, their favorite game. Coco would never have guessed that gnomes, with their short arms and stubby hands, would be so good at tossing the stone and snatching up the other four so quickly. The little princess grabbed her five colorful stones and put them in her pocket. This must have been the 100th set of Five Stones that she'd had to paint. Gnomes loved to steal them after the games were over, even when she won. And they were notorious cheats. One would yank at her long blue-black locks or pinch her so hard that her golden skin would turn an angry red, while the other would make off with her five stones. But still, they were a lot more fun than her lessons. With a quick glance at her dozing tutor, Coco tiptoed out of the room and into the garden. She knew she wasn't supposed to stray from her tutor's side, but history was so boring, and it was so easy to cast a small sleeping spell. Outside, she could see the gray outlines of the gnomes standing motionless under the rays of the setting sun. It wasn't dark enough for them to awaken. Coco sighed and dropped down onto the fragrant grass. She sat staring at the hole in the knee of her favorite black pants. With a twirling finger, she chanted the sewing spell that she'd hear the maids use when they were working. No needle, no thread, no needle, no thread. Bind together with magic instead. The hole disappeared without any evidence it ever existed. Coco smiled proudly. She was a lot faster than any of the maids. Something fluttered right by her nose, a vision of sparkling silvery light tinted with flecks of green. Coco blinked and rubbed her eyes. It was the most beautiful butterfly she'd ever seen. The wings looked like they were studded with diamonds and emeralds and laced with silver netting. She ran after it, trying to catch it gently with her hands, but the butterfly fluttered just slightly out of reach. It flew in a slow but rambling course through the garden and out the palace gates. It took her past a pair of sleeping sentries and deep into the forest, where gradually the lights of the palace disappeared in the darkness of the woods. But Coco was unaware of her surroundings as she followed the brightly glowing butterfly away from her home. A sudden, loud, snapping sound jolted Coco out of her spell, and she gazed around, uncertain as to her whereabouts. The darkness was oppressive, and the little girl felt fear clench at her chest as she looked all around her. Just then, the butterfly flew close and perched carefully on Coco's shoulder, as if it could sense her fright. Coco crowed with delight to see how close the beautiful creature was. As she raised her hand to capture it, the butterfly flew gently ahead, and Coco was captivated once again. She followed the butterfly until it stopped in the middle of a clearing and perched on the large knot of a fallen tree covered in moss. The butterfly's beautiful wings fluttered ever so slowly. Coco sat next to the butterfly, staring at its delicate wings. Now she could see that they weren't jewel-studded. Instead, small drops of dew seemed to be caught up all along the outline of its wings, which were shot through with silvery veins like cobwebs. It was still the most beautiful thing Coco had ever seen. She wanted to touch it. She wanted to hold it in her hands. As she reached for the butterfly, something tapped on her leg. Coco looked down and gasped. Hundreds of tiny green creatures surrounded her.